may we serve you? Unity is always here to support you in creating a healthy, abundant, and meaningful life. Reach out to Silent Unity for personal prayer anytime, day or night, at unity.org/prayer. You may also call Silent Unity at 816-969-2000. Inspirational Publications. Call 816-969-2069. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Central Time, or visit unity.org. Daily Word in regular, large type, and digital or Spanish. Unity Magazine, books, and booklets. Unity Retreats and Events. Call 816-251-3540. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Or visit unityvillage.org to see detailed information for workshops, retreats, and special events. They also have online resources, articles, prayers, meditation, news, and information at unity.org. Inspirational spiritual podcasts at unityonlineradio.org. Daily Word messages and related content at dailyword.com. This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. This episode's content is from Gems of Wisdom from Black Leaders of New Thought by Unity Ministries. Gems of Wisdom number 10. Let Their Stories Be Told by Tracy Brown, RSCP. We are made of light and power. Sarah Flowers. Today, thousands of African Americans practice and teach science of mind. Many are master teachers and influential leaders. But let's never forget those who came before, those who had led before, and those who wrote before, those who prayed before. Let us tell their stories and gratefully honor their legacy. Sarah Flowers. Sarah Flowers graduated from the major course at the Institute of Religious Science in 1937. Her first book, Common Sense, was published in 1941 as a practical guide for applying spiritual principles to everyday circumstances. Each lesson highlights a spiritual principle, a metaphysical instruction, an affirmation, and a related Bible scripture. She hosted a radio program and was a popular lecturer and published at least 5 additional books. I was both shocked and comforted when reading her book, Atomic Metaphysics, The Electrical Principle of Man. Back in 1947, she not only described much of what we now call quantum physics, she also explained the metaphysical proof that existed before science could describe it, that humanity is an expression of atomic power. She then built bridges among science, metaphysics, and the actual Bible. Now, in metaphysics, we must then recognize that there is a power that revolves in and around, out and beyond us at a rate equal to the atomic energy in our material beings, she wrote. This is no more than a hidden subject. It is clearly divulged to every man, woman, and child who is interested sufficiently to become informed. Let us elucidate this power which is resolving and revolving in space as light. This light, as we understand it, is electronic, and because we possess it, we can use it for the benefit of all of us. The Thing You Are Looking For Is Within You by Reverend Pearl C. Wood. Reverend Pearl C. Wood was a trailblazer in the history of Centers for Spiritual Living. No one has inspired me more. I never met her in person and never heard a recording of her speaking. Never read anything she wrote, but in keeping with the Quaker philosophy of let your life speak, her life has spoken to me in ways that have shaped not only my faith, but also my self-awareness, my self-esteem, and my confidence as a Black woman in New Thought. Now, Ernest Holmes, who founded CSL, was so connected with Mother Pearl, as she was affectionately referred to by her congregation, that during the ceremony in 1957 to present the religious science charter for her triangular church in Los Angeles, he was quoted as saying, "If she's your mother, then I'm your father." Reverend Wood was able to build a thriving ministry with two locations and also lay a foundation that continued to grow for many decades after her retirement. This is a powerful example of her inner work and individual clarity, manifesting a life and ministry that have impacted thousands upon thousands of people. And lastly, we look at Homer Johnson. Apply Principles to Daily Life by Homer Johnson. Let's go upstairs is the way Reverend Homer Johnson often began each prayer. I have been inspired by stories about his commitment and devotion to spiritual practice. He was a strong leader and a great minister, but he invested the majority of his time counseling individuals with a focus on how spiritual principles could be actively applied in daily life. His example has encouraged me to never forget that applied spirituality is more important than intellectual accuracy. Science of mind is a faith, a philosophy, and a way of life. I never want to feel the faith and know the philosophy without demonstrating as my default way of living. About the author, Tracy Brown, a religious science practitioner, is a past chair of the governing board of Centers for Spiritual Living Worldwide and a recipient of both the Ernest Holmes Award and an honorary doctorate from CSL. TV technology is always changing it for the better. More must-see stories, more can't-miss moments, but all that choice makes it harder to stand out and easier to get lost. More of what you love across all of TV, so you're unmissable for the entire streamer's journey. From power on to purchase complete, can't-miss moments where TV starts. Show-stopping control where TV happens. Breakthrough connections where TV engages. Welcome to Roku. You were just listening to Teachable Moments with April Podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.